That's right. BMaz and Beamer on WBEM. Brian Mazeroski here with you, along with Joe Beamer, back with me today. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, Brian, glad to be back. The sun's shining. Couldn't ask for a better start to a Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to today. Joe, I got to say, I did something yesterday for the first time ever. I accomplished something, first time in my life I ever did this. It's actually only been a couple years where this has been like a thing that I would have had to do, but I did something for the very first time ever yesterday. Was very proud of myself, and I made a mental note to mention it here to give myself a big pat on the back.
Okay.
For this, for the first time ever yesterday, I remembered to bring my reusable bag into the supermarket when I was shopping by myself. First time I've ever done it. I always either forget or don't bring any. Now, if I'm going shopping with my wife, she remembers all the time.
Right.
I never. Usually, it's a run-in or so. I was doing a full-fledged shopping trip yesterday after work, and I remember to bring it in. Now, part of that has to do with the last time I forgot, and I left the bag that I bought last time in the car, but I still remembered to take it out of the car and bring it into the store. So, pretty good. And because I'm an expert bagger, all my groceries fit in that one bag.
Oh my gosh, Brian. I mean, you really hit it out of the park yesterday.
I was ready to go.
I still can't remember to put the bag in the car, so I just have it when I'm at the grocery store.
First time I ever did that. So that was a big one for me.
That's good. You know, because I always either take the paper bags or buy a reusable bag and say, okay, this is the bag, Joe. When you're done unloading, you're going to take it right back down to the car. And that never happens, and we have a closet full of reusable bags.
I was happy with myself, was able to get that done, didn't have to buy any paper or handled bags yesterday. I had a great afternoon.
Yes.
From the sounds of it, you didn't have a great afternoon.
So, you know, Brian, a little off my regular schedule yesterday, which is fine, it's great, but get home around 3 o'clock, and I park. Now, at my building, there have been two businesses that have moved to the first floor, and very nice. It's nice to have them there. And
can I just? I'm going to stop you right there because this is the second time you've done this in the same three sentences. You are, who is it in Seinfeld? Serenity Now. You are every time you talk. You know, I'm off my schedule again, but no, it's fine. It's great. I'm having a good time. I got these two businesses below me. Oh, they're fine. They're great. Something tells me it really isn't great, Joe. When you have to say that out loud, that means you're actually thinking the other thing.
What happened to you, Serenity? So, you know, and they have these three spots that you can't park in while business is open. All right. So it slipped my mind, and you know, okay. I understand I was in the wrong. I made a mistake. I 100% own that. And anyone should be able to just, you know, peek their head out and say, hey, can you move your car? But that's not what happened. I get my stuff out of my car. And I was only at my apartment for about 5 minutes, walked the dog, and then went to the gym. Anyway, get out of the car, close the door. And this woman follows me from the business into the lobby of my building. Just a mean way. Like, are you really going to park there? Really? And I said, oh, you know, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm off my schedule. I forgot. I'll move my car. And I meant to say I didn't mean any ill intentions, but I said will intentions. And then she just said, oh, you didn't willfully do that? Yeah. Okay. Could you just move your car? And just that could have been handled so much more. Yes, I was in the wrong. You're right. I also live there. And, you know, I have to park my car somewhere. You're right. I didn't put it in the right spot. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong. But that attitude, just so many people have that, and I can't say the word I want to say on the air, so I'll say crappy attitude for lack of a better expression. And like, it didn't need to be handled that way. Just tell me, hey, you know, you're not supposed to park there. I was very nice about it. I admitted it. I didn't push back. I started walking right to my car. I put my things down next to my mailbox and started walking. And just the continued commentary as I'm walking to my car It's just, you know, Brian, people always say, oh, this politician, they're going to ruin the country. No, you know what's ruining the country? Miserable people like that. Because that's what that person is, a miserable person. Okay, I parked my car in the wrong spot. You're right. I was in the wrong. But as soon as I admitted that and started walking back, my car was in that spot for 15 seconds, okay? It didn't need the commentary. It didn't need the pushback to everything I said. It's just miserable people like that. It's unnecessary. I don't know what's made your day so freaking miserable, but it's not necessary to try to make mine as miserable as yours.
803-0930 to join us here on WBEN, because I feel like parking is a sore subject for a lot of people, and everyone has their little gripes, especially if you live in a place like where Joe does. So I, back at my mom's old place growing up, there were, to my knowledge, no assigned parking spots. My mother, though, would always, she had her parking spot, and I remember being in the car, she would get so angry because someone parked in her spot, and I would always be thinking, it doesn't have anybody's name on it. I don't know when this thing happened. But now, Joe, she lives in a new place, a condo with assigned parking spots. I mean, the parking spots have numbers on them. And there are parking spots in front of the condos, which are pretty clear. Okay, there are parking spots in front of where the doors are. They have numbers on them. It's pretty obvious. These are for... they correlate. They go to the people who stores match up. It works out pretty well. And then there's a whole bunch of other spots, and there's spots on the other side, not by any condos, that are a little further away, and that's a secondary spot that the people have who own a condo there. And then there's also guest parking at like different areas around the complex. Now, when I go to visit my mother or I'm dropping off my son, I'll park in the other spot. I'll never park right in front, but I'll park over there where all the other spots are. I hate it, Joe. Now, I dread it every week because I know what's going to happen like 9 times out of 10. I go there. I mean, I'm usually there for 10 minutes or less, but I'll go there and I will park in a spot. It's a whole row of open parking. There's no other cars parked in this spot. And I'll have some old guy walking up to me. You know, this is assigned parking. This is somebody is going to park here. But you know what? Someone has to park here at their spot. You know what they could do? Park at one of either open spots right next to my car.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else in this row, because it's all there and it's all open. And who cares whose spot is what? Guess what? You park in that spot, and then I'll move. Hey, we switch spots for the day. They're both right here within 2 feet of each other, these parking spots. Like, chill out. I never – so my response, you know what I sounded like? And this is why I love Josh Allen yesterday when he's told – he's not asked a question. He just is told at a press conference, oh, this doesn't look like a Super Bowl winning offense. And his response was just hilarious. You have to see the video, but he just goes, okay. That's my response to the person who is complaining about me parking in a row of empty parking spots. I go, okay. And then I just go about my business. Because I'm not about to get in a fight with some guy about parking where there's a million open parking spots. I'm not about to move my car and go through all these hoops to appease a guy who has a crazy, look at what's going on. Someone on our text board says, parking lot Nazi. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It is the parking lot Nazi over at my mother's condo. I can't stand. I am just, I hate it. But, as I said before, people have, I don't think this is something that is just, like, coned in to where my mother lives.
No.
I feel like this is everywhere where people have their spots, people have their peculiarities about where they park, where they want to park. Even if you don't live in a condo or an apartment complex around your house, Who's parking in front of your house? Is somebody blocking the driveway with the way they park? Someone's having a party down the street, and oh, now we got all these cars. Like, watch out. Personally, Joe, what I say to you and your experience yesterday, you're not in the wrong. I don't care what the sign says. Guess what? I've been to your place. There's parking all over. You're not in the wrong unless you're parking in a handicap spot. If you're parking in a handicap spot and you don't have authorization to be there, then you're in the wrong. You shouldn't park there. If you're parking in the fire lane, I understand that if there is a fire, you will move, probably, but you're not supposed to park in front of the store and leave your car running. I can't stand when people do that. If you're parking in front of a stop sign on a residential street, you shouldn't be parking there either. But aside from that, these designated spots in wide open parking lots, give me a break. Park wherever you want. I want to park wherever I want. It's ridiculous to have these rules, and it's ridiculous to have the people who enforce them, that I feel like everyone knows one of these parking lot people.
Oh, yeah.
And you can let us know, 803-0930 on WBEN.
And again, I could see if the place was packed, but Brian, as you know, as you said, there are spots all over that place. But the thing that really upset me was, I mean, she was just so cued in on that spot. I admitted I was wrong right away. I didn't give her a, yeah, okay. I didn't give her, I was trying to be like, laugh about it, laugh it off. And I hated that response. Like, mm-hmm. She couldn't just, yeah, you know, hey, I understand. We all have, like, it's a Monday. You know, I was just trying to throw all these things out there and just the constant, well, could you move the car? Could you please move the car? Like, yeah, I'm walking toward the car. What do you think I'm walking toward the car to do? Lay on my horn to illustrate that I'm here in the spot? I think she's listening because someone said, Beamer, grow up. You're pathetic. So I think she might be listening to the show now and texting in. It really rubbed me the wrong way. And hey, I understand what the sign says, but you know, it's not like I'm living there for free.
I know it's the type of person on our text board at 803-0930, someone saying people who complain about parking spots have miserable lives, nothing better to do with their time. And it's a parking spot. It's where it like sets off a trigger. You told this story and then I'm like, I can relate, Joe. Like every week I'm thinking about this as I'm driving into this one particular parking area where there's wide open parking and a guy who polices, like you better be sure you're in your right number or else. Or else what? Right. You know, somebody has to walk an extra two steps. Oh my goodness. But it's the type of person too, who I took my son to the doctor's office last week. And you have to wear a mask in the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And I knew this. There's a sign on the door. But I expected, because, you know, it is December of 2022. You know, I haven't worn a mask aside from taking my son to the doctor's. I can't even tell you when the last time that was. I would expect you'd have a little thing on the door, a little box of masks for people to put on. They didn't. So I walk in the door. Immediately when I walk in the door, I have the person behind, calm down. Listen, I'm not coughing over. There's no one around me.
Right.
I'm not hacking along over. Everyone else who's wearing it is wearing it below their mouth anyway. I go, yes, I assumed you would have some here for us because we don't have any.
Yeah.
And of course,
most people.
As before I could even say that, she has them in her hand, because this probably happens all the time. She gives them, we put it on, it's no problem. I mean, my son doesn't. You know, he puts it over his eyes. But whatever, you know, it's not. And, you know, well, you might want to keep these in the car. You know, you have to wear a mask here. I'm like, okay, well, I come here every, 6 months? So I'll probably throw it out in the trash as I'm walking out the door, which is exactly what I did. And then I sit down, I'm filling out a little paperwork, and somebody else walks in. And literally, Joe, the exact same thing happens. So it's not like I'm the only one. It's every single person who walked in the door as I was sitting there. The exact same situation played out. Where, all right, we could do without the attitude.
Yes.
This is the one place on earth remaining where this policy is still in effect. It's not as if I walked in without pants on. let's go. Somebody on the text board, how about the parking for expectant mothers at grocery stores? Have you used this yet, Jill?
Well, no, I'm not an expecting mother.
Yeah, but you're out with your wife. Are you using the parking spot?
You know, I don't think we've gone to the grocery store since she's been pregnant together.
You're just starving her. That's
it. Well, no, we go, like I said, we go like every day and just get what we need that day, and we kind of take separate trips.
I make it a point to my wife. She hates using it. She's like, I don't want to use it. You know, she doesn't want to feel like, you know, she's parking in any sort of special place or anything like that.
Right.
I go, listen. You're pregnant. We got a young kid in the car in a car seat. We're going grocery shopping. We're using the space.
Yeah.
If we don't use it, what's the space for?
That spot's for you.
This is the exact type of scenario why they made this space in the first place. So I respect the sign. I don't think it's 100% necessary.
No.
But I am going to use it when I'm able to use it.
I caught myself accidentally parking in it last night.
I will, by the way, I'll use it myself because now they've changed it.
To expectant
enough,
parents.
Enough guys must have complained. It's expectant mothers or parents with young children. So I will park there when I have my son there and be like, yeah, I'm parking. There's no one parked here. They have, what? If you go to a large supermarket or one of these big plazas, they have eight of those spots. Yeah. Not a single one is being used.
You can take
one. I'll use one.
Yeah. I found myself in it yesterday, and the way the one at Sheridan reads is expecting mothers / parents. And I'm like, well, technically, I'm an expecting parent, but I backed out of the lot because it was also 9 o'clock at night and every other parking spot around it was open. So I didn't want to cause any massive outrage at 9 o'clock on a...
What do you think
Monday
about the parking spots at the grocery stores, the pull-up, you know, so you can fill up the car with the pull-up groceries? So, you know, you order your groceries ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And they have now all the spots.
Yeah, they've taken up half the parking lot.
I think I'm okay with this because what is the alternative?
Having Joe Beamer deliver your groceries. And then you don't even have to get in the line.
Yeah. Okay. What's the real alternative? If you order your groceries, which a lot of people do, and have them put in the back of the car. I've done this once, by the way. I don't think I'd ever do it again. To no fault of the store. It's just not for me. The alternative would be either one, a bunch of cars lining up in front of the store.
Like it used to be.
Yeah, but now there's way more people using it.
Right.
And you're like creating a log jam that way. Or like, hey, I'm in the parking lot, come find me.
Yeah.
You know, like that's not going to work either. I don't like how much space it takes up, but I understand. And I'm also now, Joe, the type of person, this will change probably this weekend when it starts snowing. I don't mind walking. I don't mind parking way in the back where nobody's parking and walking. I would much rather... It's much more of a headache to me to try and navigate around people backing out of parking spots, finding a spot, going through lanes where you know that there's no spots available. That is a much bigger headache to me than walking an extra 20 feet.
So my wife is a huge fan of that. Pre-order and then come pick it up. But her favorite thing to do is pre-order it and then like an hour later send me a text. I pre-ordered some groceries. Can you go pick them up for me?
you got a pop-up errand.
So I've never on the phone done the ordering process, but I've been in that part of the lot several times for the, hey, on your way home, could you pick up these groceries?
I feel like parking, though, it's one of those people get heated about it. People have like their designated parking space that they designated themselves, didn't tell anyone, didn't write a memo, didn't construct a sign, but that's my parking spot and no one's going to take it from me.
I lived in a studio apartment a few years ago and no assigned parking, and it was a very small parking lot. So you did have to get there in a timely fashion or you were parking on the street. And this one tenant just put a cardboard sign with their name on it, claiming that parking spot, and then her window was right out toward the parking lot, and she'd yell at you if you parked in the spot. And, like, well, number one, why are you in your apartment if the car's not there? But that's a different question for a different day. So eventually I had to tell the landlord, you know, this person is claiming a spot that's not theirs and causing havoc But then, like, 2 months later, I moved out, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I did see her claim her own spot.
The whole parking lot, by the way, is about to become designated parking, when you think about it. So you've got, you know, select handicap spots that have always been there. Then you have designated mother or the mother's spots that are up there. You have the spots for grocery pickup or delivery. There's spots now I see for if you're just picking up a prescription. Apparently, you get a spot in some stores. What was the other? There's veterans parking, depending on where you are. And now there's going to be the electric vehicle charging spots that are up there. You've got six different areas. Everyone else is going to be, you know, over at Ashley Furniture if you're going to the Wegmans over here. You're going to be crossing a street to get to the grocery store. What about you when it comes to parking? 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer will be back here after the news on WBEN. BMAS and Beamer, we are back here on WBEN. Joe, you're a parking jerk yourself.
Yeah, you know, I was just reminded during the break that back in college, now, I have to set the scene because Madai College at the time, it's now Madai University, but Madai College still, to this day, has a parking problem. When I was on student government, I proposed a solution to that, and they ignored me, which, whatever. But they have a parking problem. So I may have taken a cone one night and put it in the trunk of my car, and because I had a job, I had a car on campus, and I had a job when I lived on campus. Well, that's a different story. But I lived on campus my freshman and sophomore year. So I would go to my job, I'd put a cone in a parking spot so I would be able to have it, because if not, I'd have to park across the street and walk across the 198 at 10:30 at night. That just wasn't going to happen. So, yes, I did manipulate the parking situation at Madai myself by using a cone that I probably should not have had in my possession.
Like, in a way, that's a jerk move.
It's very jerk.
I kind of like it. It is funny.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe that you did that. No one caught on, and you didn't start to see just like cones in every spot. Just like everyone's saving their own spot.
Well, I did it every night, right? Almost every night, because I worked three or four nights a week. And every night, I thought, someone's eventually just going to take this.
Yeah.
I can't believe for 2 years no one took that cone.
Well, a cone, people respect the cone.
Apparently.
Like, maybe the spot is faulty. It's going to collapse. Just the spot.
But let me tell you, anyone who goes to Madai, who has children, students that go to Madai, tell them they need a parking ramp. I proposed that in 20...
You're saying e-bike.
I proposed that in 2008, 9, and 10 when I was on student government, and it got laughs every time. It was the one time I wasn't joking, but it's still relevant today.
Let's go to the phones. We'll go to John in Buffalo. John, you're on WBEN. Okay. Do you have any like parking people by you who are just enforcing? They're their own traffic cop.
What I see is basically when it comes down to parking, people are self-entitled. They think people who park in the same area, they think that is their spot. And basically, even at the supermarket, it's self-absorbed folks that basically don't care about anybody else but themselves.
Where do you see this around you?
At supermarkets. I mean, when somebody goes in, it's the same person that parks in the front of the store to buy one item is the same type of person that when you're like in line to buy stuff at Tops, and you have like, you know, normally if I'm standing in line and I have a cart full of food, and I see one guy with a pack of gum behind me, I let him go ahead of me. I just let him pass that, because I wouldn't want to be that guy waiting behind, you know, a person with 1,000 items in their shopping cart. You know, and it's just, it's self-entitlement. It's just the me generation.
John, thanks for the call. What's the rule on that? Are you always supposed to do that? You're in line with the, you know, you've got all your groceries.
Yeah.
And there's someone behind you with just one thing. Is that like... Is that it's unofficial
courtesy.
Law? It's a courtesy. I know
a lot of people follow it.
I've done it before. People have done it to me before. But is that a rule now you have to do? Is that like holding the door open for somebody? If you don't do it, you're just a jerk?
I think if you don't do it, you're a jerk. But it's not a rule. I think it's a courtesy. I think holding the door is not a rule. It's a courtesy.
But it's an unofficial rule.
Yeah.
It's a rule of society.
If you have 50 things in front of me, and you're at a place like Aldi that doesn't have an express lane.
Okay, so
and I
that's
have these
different.
Two things, and you're just staring at me.
You threw in a curveball at me.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of. Any other place, usually I'm not waiting in line.
Because if I'm at Wegmans and that happens, it's like, buddy, there's 15, like, right next to me. self-checkouts with nobody in it. You have one thing, boop, and go.
A Wegmans or a Tops that has multiple self-checkout. But if you're at a place like an Aldi that has two lanes open.
But now you're really specific.
Yeah, but I think this is where it happens more than not. And I have two things. Or the self-checkout has changed the game when it comes to that. Because it's very rare that there's not a kiosk either open or 15 seconds from being open at a store like a Wegmans or a Tops. So I think you run into that more at an Aldi. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, maybe I'm the jerk for going to Aldi to buy two things. But you're literally putting a cart full of stuff on, and you see me, you know, with a bag of salad that I'm trying to have for lunch.
And you know how fast they are there.
Yes. So I think that a place like an Aldi, or if you're at a place, say you go to Wegmans and the self-checkout is not working for some reason. I just think it's common courtesy to say, hey, go ahead of me. You have one thing. I have 2 weeks' supply of groceries here.
What about buy your own home when it comes to parking your car? We'll go to John in Lancaster. John, you run into parking jerks anywhere?
Well, I think I have the opposite view because I take care of a plaza. And a lot of people look at me funny when I'm parked in a fire lane or across three or four parking spots. But this is all private property you're talking about. There's no laws governing any of the parking. It would be just like parking on your front lawn.
Well, John, there's I stop you right there. There's a difference between laws and laws. Just like I said to Joe right there, letting somebody with one item past you in the grocery store is not a rule, but it's a rule, if you know what I mean.
Right, but what I'm saying is you're saying people are getting offended by how someone parks. It's not their property. The only thing the state will honor is if you're parking in a handicapped spot, and the only thing an owner can do, if you park funny at Wegmans, if you parked on their grass, or if you parked in the way, the only thing that can happen is the owner could say, I want you to leave. But, I mean, you could park however you want. You could run all the stop signs in Walmart if you wanted to. There's no ticketable offense there. I mean, people have their feelings about how other people are parking, but it's not their property. They have no. You're talking about etiquette, and it's, you know, it's nice when people follow what the property owner wants, but when they don't, nobody really has any say. Nobody has any standing to tell me, I don't like how you're parking, I don't like how you're driving, I don't like that you did this.
John, I get what you're saying, and to me, I will push back and say etiquette is the rule that matters. I want etiquette and the courtesy culture of society to be how we govern. I don't want there to have to be a law that says, please don't take up four spots in the parking lot at Christmas time. You know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't have to be a law about that. You should just have the common courtesy to not be that person.
He brought up parking on your lawn, okay? You're a homeowner, Brian, so you have a better perspective of this than I do. If your neighbor started parking on their lawn, do you have any say over that?
I don't think you have any say. I mean, now, like, so many new homes now are all, like, part of these homeowner associations. Like, if you have a new build or a new place, like, all of them seem to be, involved in one of those. So those might be different. But, like, where I don't have a say per se, but everyone would say something.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to, and it's fine. Like, you can park on your lawn for a day, but so you can't just park in your lawn all the time.
When we, in college, my senior year, we lived off Parkside. And, you know, we might have had some gatherings in college, and we would have people, and people would park on the lawn. And the neighbors would get pretty upset about it. They'd come to the door, hey, can you get these cars off the lawn? Again, you know, now as an adult, now, you know, I look at that like, yeah, it's a bad look. However, at the time, we're like, yeah, this is our house. What are you doing? Get the hell out of here.
I think it is etiquette. It is, and you know, he brought up the stop signs in the Walmart, like those little things. That is the last time I took one of those 5-hour courses. I'm sorry to the instructor if he's listening. That is the one thing I took out of the course, that those aren't enforceable stop signs. Anything in a plaza, you're riding through, you know, there's stop signs everywhere. You don't have to listen to any of those. If it's not on an actual road,
but,
you can just use your best judgment.
Yeah, but you probably should in a plaza. People are walking, a lot of pedestrians.
Well, if people are walking, I'm not going to run them over.
Yeah, stop. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm check not, if spot. There's no one there, I'm not necessarily coming to a complete stop.
Yeah, if it's one of these abandoned plazas that I always talk about, you probably don't have to use the stop sign.
But I want there to be that, like, common courtesy. Like, just because there's not a law against taking up three parking spots, I don't think that means everybody should go ahead and do it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are, somebody says, you know, there's a can't park in a fire lane at a store. Like, that is a ticket. I said that. Someone says I've seen people get a ticket for double parking at Tops. I'm not sure if that's...
We'll have to check that.
Can you really do that? I always assumed that you couldn't do that, like the caller said.
But are there might be certain maybe properties that are on public lots.
That's true. And maybe you mean double parking, like blocking somebody in. I don't think you can really do that.
No, but I mean, it could be a store-by-store thing. There might be a store that's on a public lot.
I had, at the apartment I used to live in, I had a problem one morning where I was blocked in by my upstairs neighbor, who was just a big jerk. You know, just like not... was never friendly. It's like when you live in a house, in an apartment, and there's multiple tenants, you at least want to be friendly, cordial with each other, because at the end, like, you're on the same team. You know, if there's a fire, we all have to get out. You know what I mean? Like, we're all living in the same structure.
Let's help each other.
At the end of the day. Yeah. We don't have to be friends. I don't have to talk to you. But like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. Like, never got anything. Like, we'll walk right by me all the time. And one time, she had like a boyfriend over or something and was blocking me in the garage where I was parked. Ooh. I'm banging, and would not come to the door, would not do anything out. Oh my goodness. It was like to the T, the ultimate example of like parking privilege, that just because I live here, I can park anywhere without any regard to anyone else parked anywhere.
You live there too.
Yes. That is a problem. But anyways, someone's saying in Lockport, they would ticket you if you park on your own lawn between the sidewalk and the road. But I think you mean like your lawn is what you're thinking about.
Yeah. And again, that was something we did in college.
People get, you know, upset if someone parks on the street in front of your house. I've known people to get very upset about that.
Yes.
Which, again, like...
I've been asked to move my car from parking in front of someone else's house, which I thought was legal.
It is. I am very much like team park wherever you want. Just please park between the lines.
Yes.
Joe, I would not get mad if you parked right now leaving work in the mothers with infants spot. Whatever. That's a made-up rule.
But that's a courtesy as well.
It is a courtesy, but like I was saying,
I do support the courtesies.
The courtesies are extending now to the entire parking lot.
Yes, but I do support the courtesies. That is a nice thing to have, as you said. You know, pregnant mothers, expecting parents. That's very nice to have. I'm all for that courtesy.
How many in the large plaza? I mean, for real, how many spots are left for the average person when you have the handicap parking in spot, you have the pregnant or expecting mothers spots that you have right there.
Mobile order pickups.
The whole big thing that they have set up now. There's a military members parking spot. There's now your charging EV parking spots that are only for people who want to plug in and use the charger. You have the cart corrals. You have the parking spaces that people who ignore the cart corrals just leave their carts in. I mean, by the end of the day, again, like, I'm parking across the street because soon we're just encroaching on everything.
By the way, you just mentioned another issue I have with the place I live in. Not only are those spots taken up by those new tenants downstairs, but Brian, as you know, there's two spots for only EVs. So now the complete front row of my apartment, I can't park in. Which I'm fine with walking. You know, I would hope one of those spots can go to my wife, because I don't want her walking with the ice and everything. But the entire front row now is designated for other people.
It stinks.
That aren't me.
Right. Like, it's happening all over the place.
Yes.
Every spot is a special spot.
And you know, something we haven't talked about yet that really ticks me off. You ever go to these plazas where there might be like two or three stores? And, you know, at certain hours of the day, one store is more popular than the other, or more on restaurant. But you have ones like, this spot's only for the liquor store. It's like, I'll be there for 3 minutes. I'm going to this restaurant. You want me to park all the way back there? Which, again, I'm like you. If it's a nice day, I want to walk. But if it's Saturday, I want to be as close as I can to that place. Or if I'm working and need to pick something up,
yeah.
I want to be as close as I can. These spots are only for this store, for this store. I'm like, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I will say, unless it's like a medical place, I'm very rarely listening to almost any of those. If I'm going in quickly, I'm just parking where I want.
Yeah.
That's not in a handicapped spot.
Especially if you have your son with you. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Get as close as you can to the store.
I'm dragging them out. I'm doing all this stuff. All right. That's a cute little sign that you put up. But I'm just going ahead and doing it. And, like, that's fine as long as you have, like, the main etiquette. As long as you're putting your shopping cart back in the corral. As long as you're parking in one parking spot and not, like, on the line or over the line and making rooms for room for other cars. As long as you're doing all that, I think you're totally fine.
Yeah.
But anyways, this all got started because we were both yelled at for parking.
Yeah.
In spots that were in wide open.
I'm telling you, this has given us such a good topic. I might park in that spot again today just to see what happens. You know, a little part two.
Now it's going to become like a war.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm parking there until you can just address me as just another human. Just give me the respect of a human. I was joking about it. I was laughing. Just laugh along with me. That's all I'm asking. You know, you want to talk about these people that people are destroying? It's miserable people like that that are destroying this country.
You notice...
Put a smile on your face.
Now that the Sabres are actually fun to watch again.
Yes.
There's far fewer places to park down by the arena for a game.
Oh, yeah. They've gotten rid of a lot of those.
It's very hard to find like your normal parking spot during a game. They've started to put security guards around the casino. They're on to us. That was a fun 3 years of
that was fun.
Being able to park there and walk wherever. Charge parking just about everywhere. I'm parking further away than ever before, Joe.
And now the destroyer ships. It used to be both sides were free parking. They've only got a little strip now, so if you're there late, you can't park there either.
Someone mentioned the Employee of the Month parking spot. I forgot about that. That's always there, too.
Why don't we have that?
Oh, if they took away one of the front parking spots for Employee of the Month, who was likely to only be here 2 days a week, forget about it. I will protest. That's not going to happen.
Are you saying we wouldn't likely be?
Could you imagine, though, if, you know, well, you don't park where, I don't know why you don't join the little cluster of us who get here early. You park near the closest door.
Because I know it has nothing to do with it, but, you know, I'm trying to lose weight and I like to add an extra staircase into my morning routine.
Okay. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if somebody there parked in two spots, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That would be the end. This place would be, that would be a contentious day inside of here. If someone took one of the close spots and used two of them, no thank you.
I know someone who did that once. I won't call them out, but I did call them out the day of. This was years ago.
Was it you?
On social media. No, they had a truck, and they put it in two spots very close to the door when I used to park close to the door over there. So I have seen it happen, Brian.
All right. Well, we'll be back here. We got David Bellavia coming up next.
Yes.
We'll be back here tomorrow. I'm getting like a little bit more ready by the day for the snow.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be prepared.
Yes.
I'll say that.
I'm right. So I'm doing a 5K the morning of the game. So I was asking Aaron, what's it going to be like in Niagara Falls at 11 a.m.? Because I now have to have, you know, something to bundle up for the run and then have something completely different to change into to go to the game. But I'm excited for both is the point.
Wait, you're going right from the run to the game?
Well, I'm going to go 5K, apartment.
Okay.
Shower up, put new clothes on.
That's all right.
And then we'll make our plans for when we're going to the game.
I was going to say, hit the shower, please.
But I'm excited. You know, I was explaining this to Jim Ryan, because we always have a nice little chat before he goes on the air with you guys in the morning. And you guys were talking about the snow in Buffalo. And he goes, oh, snow. I go, Jim, you don't understand. For most Bills fans, this is the game they want to be at. They want to be in a snow game. This is what we're waiting for. This is the revenge on the Dolphins.
I think we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right. Then he said something else that was funny because you went from that to the grain elevator. And even Jim Ryan, who only listens to, what, maybe 5 minutes of our program every morning, said, You guys are still talking about that grain elevator?
We'll be back here. Maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.